G'day folks, welcome to a Friday evening here at Sean and Damo's, and today we've got something a little bit different for you. Those of you that follow me on Twitter and Facebook and the like would know that I had a birthday the other day, lucky me, and my older brother Nick has always been one for finding kind of interesting gifts, and this year was no exception. He got me, or he and his wife and kids got me, a thing called a Yo Nanas, or Yo Nanas, however you like to say it, Y-O-N-A-N-A-S. Personally, I think it's probably Yo Nanas because this thing relies heavily on bananas. Now, what it does, it essentially produces soft serve ice cream without any dairy. It uses frozen bananas, and it has a sort of a blender type blade, a rotary blade inside, which turns them into soft serve. And what tends to happen is if you add other fruit to it, the bananas take on the flavor of whatever other fruit you've got. So it doesn't really have a banana-y sort of a taste. To describe the thing, its footprint is quite small. I'm not very good on dimensions, but it's I'm using a small mixing bowl for the soft serve to go into, because I'm going to demonstrate it in a minute, and the machine isn't much wider than that. In the top we have a chute that the bits of banana go down, and there's a plunger similar to what you find in standard food processors for pushing everything down. I've also got here a bag of frozen banana and strawberries. Now at the moment here in Oz, bananas are about 69 cents a kilo, so there's plenty of them around. Occasionally when we get a cyclone through and it wipes out the banana crop, they go up to $15 a kilo, but normally, you know, anything between sort of 50 cents and maybe $3.50 a kilo is sort of what you'd find bananas for. So they're in sort of fairly plentiful supply. And as I said, the beauty of this is it's healthy because it's all based on fruit. You can do sorbets and other things as well, but it's all based on fruit, and there's no dairy. So for people who don't like or can't have dairy, but they still would like a bit of ice cream, this is your answer. You can also use things like frozen mixed berries and make up sorbets and things like that using pineapple and lemon and melon and some of those sorts of fruits. The only thing you can't really put through it is things like apples and stuff like that, the sort of harder fruits. But anything else, you know, it'll chew through without too many problems. So let's give this a try. This bag has two bananas broken up into thirds and about half a punnet of strawberries. So we'll see how much ice cream that gives us. So we'll turn it on and hopefully this won't distort too badly. So I'll pop some fruit in the top, get our plunger, and okay, that's one lot. Strawberry, another piece of banana. Just keep gently pushing the plunger down. Next lot. Thank you. What I'm also doing here is alternating, so I'm putting a strawberry and a piece of banana. Strawberry, piece of banana. That way it sort of gets mixed through nicely. Couple more strawberries. And last ones. And as you hear the motor sort of pick up speed, that's sort of a fairly good indicator that it's finished sort of processing what's there. So we'll turn that off, because it's a bit noisy. And we've successfully, I would say, 3/4 filled the small mixing bowl using 2 bananas and 1/2 punnet of strawberries, which is probably, well, maybe 6 or 8 strawberries, something like that, with the stalks removed. So there we go, we now have some nice strawberry ice cream. Sorry? No, you don't really need to, because I'm putting it in. Sean was just asking if I'm going to mix to combine it. I can give it a bit of a stir through, but because we sort of did it alternately, a strawberry and a banana, a strawberry banana, it sort of combines it anyway. But yep, there we go, Sean, I've given it a mix. Let's have a taste and see what we've got. Mmm, very nice. Very nice indeed. You can do all sorts of things with this. Pretty much any fruit you can think of, and you can add chocolate, or you can add some chocolate chip biscuits to sort of make like a cookies and cream type effect. There's about 40 recipes, I think, on the Yo Nanas website at www.yonanas.com.au if you want to have a look. Now the other nice thing about this is the way that you go about cleaning it. So you grab hold of the chute, turn it sort of anti-clockwise and pull it towards you, and it comes off. All of the mess is contained inside that chute, so that's just sort of separated it from the motor. And it's all dishwasher safe, so we just disassemble it. There are 4 parts to it. The base unscrews, and there's a rubber seal inside there. So you've just got the base, the rubber seal, the chute, and the plunger. And you can just wash them all in warm soapy water, and that's your cleanup done. So there's no mess around the motor part of the machine at all. Alrighty, well that just about wraps it up. I'm going to go and have a few spoonfuls of this before it melts. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me and I will do my best to answer them. And as we try a few more different things, I will probably audio boo those or put them up on Kitchen Capers on our show on Mushroom FM, which, and I may as well give it a shameless plug, is 4 a.m. Eastern, that's 9 a.m. in the UK. And 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on www.mushroomfm.com. Sean and I do a show called Jump the Ditch, which is a lot of Aussie and Kiwi music, and we have our Kitchen Capers segment where we review all sorts of kitchen gadgets and share a recipe and all of that sort of thing. So if you haven't tuned in and you would like to, feel free to pop on over to Mushroom FM and give us a listen. Send us a tweet or an email and say g'day. All right, that's it, folks. We will catch you later. Bye for now.